Good morning.
Morning.
Welcome to our February 10th fiscal court meeting. At this time, I'll ask the clerk to call the roll.
Good morning and thank you. Squire Ferguson.
Here.
Squire Barnett.
Here.
Squire Pryor.
Here.
Squire Levy.
Here.
Squire Peterson.
Here.
Squire Guffey.
Here.
Squire Bruce.
Here.
This time, let's stand for a prayer with Squire Barnett leading us, followed by a pledge of the flag.
Our Father, look over us as we all gather here to do the people's business for the citizens of Christian County and the citizens of Kentucky. We are all here trying to do our best to look out for the interests of our constituents and our people and help us make the right decisions that will also help lead you into their hearts. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Very good. Thank you, Squire Barnett. At this time, we'll have the approval of minutes from the previous meeting. If I'll entertain a motion.
So moved with the dispense of the reading.
Motion by Squire Pryor to approve and dispense the reading. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Squire Bruce. Any discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say nay. Thank you. Next item will be the approval of expenditures. We'll start with our general fund. We'll hear a motion to approve those expenses.
So moved.
Thank you, Squire Peterson. Is there a second?
Second, Judge.
Thank you, Squire Ferguson. Any discussion? May I have the clerk please call the roll?
Squire Ferguson.
Yes, ma'am.
Squire Barnett.
Yes.
Squire Pryor.
Yes.
Squire Peterson.
Yes.
Squire Guffey.
Yes.
Squire Bruce.
Yes.
Next is our road and bridge fund expenditures. I also ask that you include the well-deserved overtime for those guys as we wrapped up the snow ice-ageddon. Do you hear a motion to approve?
Motion.
Thank you, Squire Guffey. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Squire Barnett. Any discussion? May I have the clerk please call the roll?
Squire Pryor.
Yes.
Squire Barnett.
Yes.
Squire Ferguson.
Yes, ma'am.
Squire Peterson.
Yes.
Squire Guffey.
Yes.
Squire Bruce.
Yes.
Next is our jail fund expenditures. Also ask that you approve the overtime as well as the authorized regular time.
So moved.
Thank you, Squire Peterson. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Squire Bruce. Any discussion? Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Squire Peterson.
Yes.
Squire Guffey.
Yes.
Squire Bruce.
Yes.
Squire Pryor.
Yes.
Squire Barnett.
Yes.
Squire Ferguson.
Yes, ma'am.
Next is a couple of expenditures on our LGEA fund. Do we have a motion to approve those?
So moved.
Thank you, Squire Barnett. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Squire Pryor. Any discussion? Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Squire Ferguson.
Yes, ma'am.
Squire Barnett.
Yes.
Squire Pryor.
Yes.
Squire Peterson.
Yes.
Squire Guffey.
Yes.
Squire Bruce.
Yes.
Next is our E-911 fund expenditures. Do you hear a motion to approve those?
So moved.
Thank you, Squire Peterson. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Squire Barnett. Any discussion? Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Squire Bruce.
Yes.
Squire Guffey.
Yes.
Squire Peterson.
Yes.
Squire Pryor.
Yes.
Squire Barnett.
Yes.
Squire Ferguson.
Yes, ma'am.
Next is our health insurance fund expenditures. Do we hear a motion to approve those?
So moved.
Thank you, Squire Bruce. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Squire Ferguson. May I have any discussion? Please call the roll.
Squire Pryor.
Yes.
Squire Barnett.
Yes.
Squire Ferguson.
Yes, ma'am.
Squire Levy.
Yes, ma'am.
Squire Peterson.
Yes.
Squire Guffey.
Yes.
Squire Bruce.
Yes.
And finally, we have our clerk storage fee fund expenditures. Do we hear a motion to approve those two?
So moved.
Thank you, Squire Guffey. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Squire Barnett. Any discussion? Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Squire Levy.
Yes.
Squire Peterson.
Yes.
Squire Guffey.
Yes.
Squire Bruce.
Yes.
Squire Pryor.
Yes.
Squire Barnett.
Yes.
Squire Ferguson.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, moving along. There's no treasurer report to present at this time. So we'll start with our commission and board reports. We'll ask Ms. Erica Miller to give us our animal shelter report for the month of December.
For the month of December, we brought in $18,373.15. And we collected $735.45 in Kentucky sales tax. We had a total of 210 incoming animals, and for outgoing animals, we had 79 adoptions, nine went to rescue, we had 27 reclaims, 77 pet of the week, and one exchange, for a total adoptions of 193 animals outgoing. And then we would like to thank the donations that we received on the back. It has been greatly appreciated. We've had a lot of checks coming in this past month.
Does anyone have a question or comment for Erica? All right. Thank you. Next item is citizens' participation. Is anyone from the audience like to address the court over any issue or comment? All right. Moving on. Do we have any, I'm sorry, I did skip that. Do we have any magistrate like to present a Board of Commissioner report this time?
I don't. We couldn't meet because of the weather, so I know they got a meeting this afternoon with the museum board.
Okay.
I had a couple things from the airport board. Airport manager came last month to a presentation for us. Not only was that picked up in the local media, but it was also an article written about it in AOPA, which is Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association magazine, for the month. They were impressed with the idea of that local government actually looking at the community airport and what its uses are. I have to. The trees are continuing to be an effort. Okay, it's now gotten really muddy. Yeah, but they've still got some more trees to go. Mm-hmm. The new approach lights I talked about are being scheduled for the official review. And there's an aircraft from the FAA that comes and certifies those. That's scheduled for next week. So it'll be partial. It won't be fully done because the tree removal is not complete yet, but there's a good portion of it. On tap, you should see the same kind of presentation from the golf course next month, to show you what's going on and what kind of uses it has. CAECO's conference last week, I know many of you were there. There were a couple things. Obviously, the budget updates and how that's working was extensively talked about. But just a note, the ambulance struggles around Kentucky are really, it's a big deal, and it's very serious. We are in pretty good shape. As a matter of fact, in that conference presentation, they were praising the local hybrid paramedic class that's being done here by the Hopkinsville Fire Department. And it gets some national attention. And lastly, if you didn't know, Tennessee Valley Authority is having their quarterly board meeting in Hopkinsville today and tomorrow. Really note that because they're flying people in on citation, and it's really helping our fuel sales since the airport has been closed for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
They were here three times yesterday, they'll be here three times again today. And that's about 600 gallons every time they stop by.
Awesome.
That's a good fuel site.
That's it, sir. Yes. Anyone else?
Joseph, got a few as well. I won't recap. You talked about the conference, except for to also mention that there were some updates and announcements from our Ag Commissioner, who also was lauding Christian County and some of the things that we're trying to work on here. So we certainly appreciate that shout out. Was also able to meet with the Citizens for Fort Campbell trip with the garrison and the commanding general about a week ago to review their priorities for the trip that will be taking place at the beginning of March to kind of advocate on their behalf and try to get some of the federal dollars for Fort Campbell and some of the needs that they have. We'll have a much bigger report on that probably in about a month or so. Also, speaking of advocating, the fiscal court day in Frankfort is tomorrow, so magistrates and fiscal court representatives from around the state will be coming to Frankfort to meet with not only our local representatives, but all of the state representatives. Certainly, we'll be taking our Christian County resolution and asking for the needs that we have here. And then the Compass Awards for the Chamber of Commerce is taking place tomorrow night. I believe the doors open at 5. The program starts at 6:00, and this will be at the Alhambra this year. They're changing the venue, and they're going to try something different. So congrats to all who have been nominated for that, and I look forward to celebrating the winners tomorrow night, or Wednesday night. Yeah, tomorrow night.
Yes. Very good. I'll just make a few announcements myself. Again, the judges' conference last week, I think, it was probably one of the better conferences I've attended. The information that was given was very helpful and created a lot of thought for as we look at creating some vision for the future. A lot of the input and information that they gave us, I think, will certainly play into that vision. Obviously, jail reform continues to be a huge topic for the state. Probably not going to impact us as much as our jail does an excellent job, but there are lots of jails across the Commonwealth that are struggling financially, and it's certainly a burden for many of the counties. That's a double-edged sword because it could be really good for Christian County, and we could be very solvent, and that can turn on a dime. But appreciate Jailer Smith and his efforts and continuing to strive to generate revenue at our jail. Also, there's quite a bit of conversation about data centers as they're starting to pop up. I forget the statistic, but Texas alone, the amount of proposals that they received for data centers last year was close to, do any of y'all recall that number? Mm-hmm. It was way in the billions. So, you know, we'll continue to monitor that. The good thing about data centers are they're good paying customers as far as electricity and from an ad valorem perspective. The bad thing is sometimes they don't hire as many people, but there were some indicators that the certain kind of data centers do generate sizable employment at very high wages. So something that we want to be prepared for as we enter into that realm of economic development for our future. Also, a native Christian County, actually a graduate of UHA, Judge Doug Gorman, did a great job of talking about their what they embarked on in this last year of using AI to create vision for Bowling Green as they prepare for growth. If you look, I-65 and the growth and the urban sprawl out of Tennessee is certainly impacting Warren County, as we're foreseeing it impacting Christian County up 24. So great ideas from Judge Gorman, and appreciate him and his presentation during that too. Also, and was notified yesterday that we received a $1.7 million KPDI from the Cabinet Economic Development for a sewer study for Commerce Park 2 through 4HWA. So that type of infrastructure is needed as we develop that park, and that's the first step in getting that. So that's a great news to know that the Cabinet has invested in Commerce Park 2. Also left you a pamphlet on Fort Campbell Spouses Club's Vice Night. It's a fundraiser for them. It's a great opportunity if you all can make Saturday, November 7th. From what I understand, I haven't been able to attend in the past, but I understand it's a great event, fun event, and it's at Oak Grove Racing. So there's some information. March 7th, excuse me. Thank you, Counselor. Yeah, Saturday, March 7th. And as I think it was Judge or Squire Bruce and Squire Guffey referenced Frankfort this week. A lot of advocacy going on this week. A lot of Western Kentucky presence. The Chamber Legislative Affairs Committee will be, I think we're booked on Thursday with about 10 meetings with legislators, not only our local legislators, but also some many of the leadership within the General Assembly to advocate on many of our projects that we've had identified, many of which are on our legislative agenda that we passed through resolution. And also mentioned the TVA board will be here tomorrow. They'll be here tonight. That's a really big deal. TVA is certainly a quasi-government agency that impacts the power of the whole Tennessee Valley. I think, I can't remember how many states they're in, but Alabama, Tennessee, Kentucky, Mississippi, so they have a huge footprint, and it's an honor to have that board to be in Hopkinsville. I'll be with them tonight and bring greetings in the morning. Actually, we'll be introducing General McIntosh as he talks about Fort Campbell and their impact to our community and as it relates to TVA. Also got word yesterday that we're tracking our cooperative program. As many of you all know, the road cooperative program through the state for the road aid, which essentially is the dollars that the state sends us to improve our roads, was the funding was impacted yesterday. If you all recall, we get 60% early in the fiscal year, supposed to get 30% the second half of the fiscal year, and then 10% toward the end of the fiscal year. Yesterday, we were supposed to receive our 30%, and actually we got 13%. So, been on the phone with Frankfurt on that, and we'll continue to track that and see they're using the excuse of funding, but I think we're going to talk with many of our legislative friends. I was on the actual phone with a policy guy for the speaker's office yesterday about it, so we'll continue to have those conversations and keep everyone updated on that. So a little bit about what's going on, and then of course we've had the press conference last week on our snow removal. Hopefully we've got some inroads and been able to communicate collectively across municipalities and the state on what we've done right and ways that we can improve, and talked about ways that maybe we can change things from a state perspective and policy, and so we're going to take some of those ideas to Frankfurt as well to make sure that people won't be able to take pictures of county lines and compare jobs. So we're all Kentuckians. We're all impacted by this, so there's no reason that we shouldn't be able to know where county lines are when we have a snowfall. So just a little bit about what's going on from that perspective. Does anyone else have anything they want to present for the
follow
court?
Up on that, on the TVA thing. Today from 2 to 4, they have an open session for the public at Bruce Center, if anybody wants to go out there.
Yeah, you've got to be pre-signed up to speak for that. But, yeah, it's open to the public.
Well, one of the presentations is a power plant for the future. That's this afternoon as well.
Very good. Anything else? All right, moving right along. New to business, we got to declare some surplus from the Sheriff's Department. I'm looking for that list. So we got a variety of computer equipment that I ask this court to consider for putting on a surplus list.
So moved.
Thank you, Squire Guff. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Squire Peterson. Any discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say nay. The other resolution approval of empty shelter grant funds. I'm asking for approval to sign the empty to shelter grant funds application to receive funds from Bissell. Thank you, Squire. Yep. And this is the acceptance of the grant agreement. Is to hear a motion to approve this through Bissell?
So moved.
Thank you, Squire Levy. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Squire Pryor. Any discussion on this? It's not a huge grant, but it's every little dollar helps, especially at the animal shelter. That'll take all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say nay. Thank you. Next item is adoption of Resolution 2026-02, application for LLE BGP, which is the Department of Homeland Security for Kentucky. This is a resolution that's allowing PAD to work with the Sheriff's Office to make application to, and I don't know if Sheriff wants to say anything about this, but we're upgrading some equipment, some firearms, some tasers, a great opportunity that we found, and we're asking for court's approval to apply for this grant.
So moved.
Thank you, Squire Peterson. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Squire Barnett. Any discussion? Sheriff, you can, all right. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say nay. Thank you, and appreciate PAD and getting that written for us. Next is adoption of Resolution 2026-03, Community Corrections Grant. This gives approval for submission of the Community Corrections Program application for $60,000 for the service of adult drug offenders in Christian County Court. This is an annual event, right, Madam Treasurer, that we do. And I'll entertain a motion to approve us to request the $60,000.
So moved.
Thank you, Squire Levy. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Squire Guffey. Any discussion? I think this is for ankle monitors, isn't it? Yeah, for ankle monitors for offenders in that area. So any discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say nay. Thank you. Resolution 2026-03 passed. Next item would be the approval of incentive for Squire Peterson. He has met the obligations for his training as per DLG and as per KRS 645275. Do you hear a motion to approve the awarding of this incentive?
So moved.
Thank you, Squire Levy. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Squire Ferguson. Is any discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say nay. All that abstain?
Aye.
Thank you. Same thing for Squire Bruce. Entertain a motion to approve Squire Bruce's incentive?
So moved.
Thank you, Squire Peterson. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Squire Ferguson. Any discussion?
Yes.
All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say nay. All that abstain?
Aye.
And next item is Squire Barnett's incentive for this year. Entertain a motion to approve?
So moved, Your Honor.
Thank you, Squire Levy. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Squire Pryor. Any discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say nay. All that abstain?
Aye.
Very good. Next is the incentive letter for Squire Ferguson.
Yes, sir.
Do you hear a motion to approve Squire Ferguson's incentive? Thank you, Squire Barnett. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Squire Bruce.
Thank you.
Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say nay. All that abstain?
I do, too.
Thank you. And finally, we have incentive letter for Squire Levy. Do you hear a motion to approve his incentive?
So moved.
Thank you, Squire Peterson. Is there a second?
Second, Judge.
Thank you, Squire Ferguson. Any discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say nay. All abstain? Squire Levy, you're going to abstain? Are you?
Thank you, everybody.
Are you going to abstain from the vote?
Abstain, yeah.
Okay. I just want to make sure for the record. Very good. And my letters for. Where's my letter from? There it is. Okay. Next is personnel. First recommendation, I am requesting the hiring of Sherry Vale to be retroactive January 29th, 2026, to serve as acting animal shelter director. This comes with a 90-day probationary period. Do I hear a motion to approve?
So moved.
Thank you, Squire Levy. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Squire Bruce. Any discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say nay. Very good. Fortunate to have Ms. Vale. She's got off on a great start. Next item will be, Mr. Jailer, you've got some personnel.
Yes, I'd like to take Jesse Inman off 90-day probation effective 2/16 of 26.
Do I hear a motion to remove Mr. Inman from probation effective 2/16/26?
So moved.
Thank you, Squire Peterson. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Squire Barnett. Any discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say nay.
And I'd like to take Gabriella LaSalle off 90-day probation effective 2/16 of 26.
Do I hear a motion to approve taking Ms. LaSalle off probation effective 2/26/2026?
Motion.
Thank you, Squire Guffey. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Squire Bruce. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say nay. Very good. See anybody else? All right. So next meeting will be February 24th. Appreciate everyone being here. I know it's been busy, and it continues to be busy for the month, as certainly the General Assembly is in session, and we hope that we'll have positive news at the end of the session, that we bring lots of opportunities and resources back to Christian County. With that, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. Thank you, Squire Levy. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Squire Ferguson. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. We stand adjourned.